Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. This is Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music from a new album by Patti Scalfa. A listener in Japan wants to know what Americans do on summer vacation, and we begin with three Americans who know exactly what they will be doing next month in Athens. The Summer Olympic Games will be held in Athens from August 13th to the 29th. 10,000 athletes from more than 200 countries are expected to take part. Some of the athletes on the American team have competed before in the Olympics as citizens of other countries. Steve Ember tells us about three of them.
The United States team is considered to have a good chance this year to win a medal in table tennis. One reason is 35-year-old Gao Jun. She won a silver medal in doubles competition when she represented China at the 1992 Olympics. After that, she moved to the United States. She became an American citizen. She has been a member of the United States national team since 1997. She competed in the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. Last year, Gao Jun reached the quarterfinals of the singles competition at the World Championships in table tennis. She became the first American to do so since 1959. Now she has been training in China to get ready for the Olympics in Greece. Another foreign-born American athlete is swimmer Lenny Kraselberg. He came to the United States with his family from the Ukrainian city of Odessa. Lenny Kraselberg became an American citizen in 1995. He won three gold medals in the Sydney Games in 2000. Recently, he has suffered shoulder injuries. He can no longer compete in the 200-meter backstroke, but he will swim again for the United States Olympic team this year in the 100-meter race. A third American athlete from another country is Colleen de Roijck. The 40-year-old runner was born in South Africa. Next month, she will become the oldest American woman to run an Olympic marathon. Colleen de Roijck won the Berlin Marathon in 1996 as a runner for South Africa. She also competed for her home country at the Olympics in Barcelona, Atlanta, and Sydney. Colleen de Roijck became an American citizen in 2002.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Chiba, Japan. Kimitoshi Hiraoka asks where Americans go on their summer vacations. That is an interesting question. Reports tell us that Americans work more and vacation less than people in other major industrial countries. Still, millions of Americans do try to get away from home for a week or two in the summer months. Some might even have the time and money to spend longer on vacation. For example, Many retired Americans can be found driving around the United States in big recreational vehicles known as RVs. These serve as a home away from home. In fact, it might even be their only home as they see the country. Some American families get in their car and drive to historic places like Colonial Williamsburg in Virginia. There, they can experience what life was like for early Americans. If that is not exciting enough, also in Williamsburg is a water park and an amusement park with rides. Other Americans visit national parks like Yellowstone or Yosemite out in the West. They want to spend time with nature, or they take their vacation by a lake or the ocean. They might swim or fish. But many just want to sit and enjoy the feeling of doing nothing except maybe read a book. Some families fly to other countries on vacation, or they go on a cruise ship and stop in different ports. Cruise ships are like floating cities. But not everyone goes someplace special on vacation. This might be the only time for people to work on things like home improvement projects. And while they do that, they might think of all the fun their friends are having. Patty Scalfa is a member of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. She is also married to Bruce Springsteen. Since the 1970s, she has been a singer, songwriter, and musician in her own right. Patty Scalfa has a new album of songs she wrote called 23rd Street Lullaby. Shep O'Neill has more.
Patty Scalfa is from the state of New Jersey. During the 1970s, she performed with several bands in New York City. Her new album, 23rd Street Lullaby, recalls the New York City area called Chelsea. This is where she got her start as a singer and songwriter. She says, "You come to the city, and you have a chance to find out who you really are. You test yourself, find yourself, and lose pieces of yourself." She tells about this in the song, Young in the City.
Underneath a faceless moon, I woke to find myself uncovered in this dark and dusty room. Take me up the wooden stairs where the windows are.
Patty Scalfa's new album includes songs about people from her past, such as a woman named Rose, who served meals at an eating place.
Rose was a waitress for 20 years or more, bringing in the was heaven sent. She taught me to balance trays when I didn't know what to do, and I learned to turn tables to make my rent. She said, keep your eye on the work clock, keep a dollar in the jukebox, and there's a bottle of whiskey behind the coffee machine. Don't talk to the boss, he's just trouble you don't want to cross. He's a walking definition, what it is to be mean. Well, I'm going out on the streets of the city. Don't you spend my money tonight. I'm going out on the streets of the city. Rose, you're pushing 50, but you sure look alright.
Patti Scalfa says her new album is about acceptance and how you learn to think about the past in order to express who you are today. She plans to perform by herself for the first time. She will perform 20 concerts starting in September. We leave you now with the title song from Patti Scalfa's new album, 23rd Street Lullaby.
Underneath the swirling light of jasmine tea and smoke, you trace my face up on the barren wall, and you tried to intimidate me as you drank your drinks and joked, saying it takes more than clean hands to catch angels when they fall. Well, I'll keep that. Street lullaby, got a bottle of wine, bag of tricks. There's a place for you under my fingertips. There's a place for you, oh my, my. Up on the rooftops of my 23rd Street lullaby.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. Join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in special English. This program was written by Shelley Gullist and Nancy Steinbach. Paul Thompson was the producer, and our engineer was Jim Sleeman.
Come on, darling, wanna hear my 23rd Street lullaby. Got a bottle of wine, bag of tricks. There's a place for you under my fingers.